WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as you know, from time to time, we ask you in the audience, really invite you in the audience, to join us in what we call crowdsourcing or group journalism projects, things that may take more people to do well than we have on our professional staff here. And we have an opportunity for that right now because of something breaking in the news. Hillary Clinton has just released 11,000 pages of her schedule as First Lady. These papers have been long sought. They were released as a result of a lawsuit by the legal watchdog group called Judicial Watch, and they give a glimpse into her priorities as First Lady. Clinton fought the release of these papers and frequently refers to her work as First Lady as a credential for her White House bid. But until now, the Clinton Library has not released her day-to-day schedules. So WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein is here to help invite you to pour through and see what's there. We have a link on our homepage at WNYC.org right through to these documents. And Andrea, tell us more about them.
Well, first of all, we should just clarify that it's not her Senate office or her campaign who's released these schedules. It's the National Archives. And the Clinton campaign has sort of used the National Archives as a reason for why they haven't been released up to now, saying that it's been up to them, they've controlled it, and that they had to go through and redact personal information like Social Security numbers, private telephone numbers, that sort of information. These are her schedules as First Lady. You can go look at them on our website. There are some 11,000 of them, so it may take a little while to download. I've just begun to look at them myself, and what you'll find is, if you go look at them, is that each schedule is released in two forms, a monthly calendar form, which shows the complete schedule, and then a page for each day, essentially, which shows specific information about location and so on.
So what kinds of things would you be looking for, and how would they be relevant to the presidential campaign?
I'd like to know anything that anybody finds interesting, surprising, or intriguing. One of the things that I find interesting right off the bat is that they do seem, at least initially, to back up what she's claimed, that she got to the White House and she got right to work on policy issues. Right there, January 1993, Clinton inaugurated, and Hillary Clinton started meeting on healthcare policy issues with Ira Magaziner, who was the chair of her healthcare task force. There are a lot of policy meetings on that schedule. One of the things that I'd like to know is, does this change? Is there a sort of change in the type of events that she does over the course of her 8 years as First Lady? And why is it relevant? Well, she says this is one of the major reasons why people should vote for her as president, because she was in the White House for 8 years. So here's an opportunity to take a look in much more detail, or in more detail than we have, at her schedules.
This is 8 years of schedules?
It's 8 years of schedules. It's 11,000 pages. I believe there are some 30-odd pages missing, which the library said they couldn't locate, but they have located, and they'll be releasing them soon. They are, interestingly, the records of Patty Solis Doyle, who was her campaign manager, but who was at the time her White House scheduler. So if that name comes up, people shouldn't be surprised. And what we're suggesting that people do is take any year, pick one at random, and look at the week that their birthday lands.
Uh-huh.
And see what happens that week if people want to look at more.
So you're telling people, okay, this is 8 years of schedules, but here's how each of you in the audience
can help
by taking a manageable small chunk.
Right. Now, if people want to look at more, Gesunde Hate. But we like to start by suggesting that people do that once people download them, which may take a little bit of time because it's such a big document. It shouldn't take much to look at a week.
1 week, maybe from each of the 8 years. Is that what you're saying?
So just 1 year or more if they like.
Or 1 year.
Your birthday week from any of the years, and we're hoping that it will be spread out randomly. And then
what do you want people to do with things that they find interesting?
If they find something interesting, surprising, and intriguing, they should post on the link on our website at WNYC.org. And I'll be taking a look at people's suggestions, and we'll see what we come up with.
And since we call this Pro-Am or Professional Amateur Journalism Partnerships, after the listeners do their part, then it's your job and others here to take a look and dig more deeply and see if this means anything in relation to who Senator Clinton is, who she was at First Lady, what kind of a president she might make.
And we'll report back.
All right. WNYC Political Director Andrea Bernstein, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That link now at WNYC.org on the homepage.